Governor Greg Abbott vows to put a stop to classroom indoctrination. By Hannah Blow on November 28, 2022. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., on Sunday vowed to put a stop to leftist attempts to inject woke ideology in children's classrooms, promising to halt this nonsense in the upcoming legislative session. "Our schools are for education, not indoctrination. We will put a stop to this nonsense in the upcoming legislative session. Schools must get back to fundamentals and stop pushing woke agendas. We will pass laws to get it done," Abbott vowed, linking to a report detailing a Texas teacher bragging about indoctrinating children. The article itself details a middle school math teacher at W.A. Meacham Middle School, who apparently bragged on TikTok about indoctrinating the youth. "For me, the students are amazing about it," she explained. "Pretty much all of my students call me MX. Or call me by my first name. There are some staff around the school who still call me Ms. I just don't have the energy or effort to correct them." She continued, claiming that all her students know that she is non-binary. "But a lot of people falter when it comes to ma'am. And one of my students came up to me the other day and said, 'MX, what do I call you? Because if I say, yes, ma'am, that feels disrespectful. But if I just say, yes, that also feels disrespectful. My genuine question is there a non-binary way of saying that?" she continued. Abbott's promise follows a widespread push by radical left activists to push woke gender ideology into classrooms. The Florida legislature and Governor Ron DeSantis, R., were among the first to address this legislatively via the Parental Rights in Education Law, which, in part, bars classroom discussions on gender identity and sexual orientation for children in kindergarten through third grade. The law provoked backlash from woke activists and organizations, including the supposedly family-friendly Disney. These leftist politicians, corporate media outlets, some of these activist groups, they actually have read the bill. And they're sloganeering because they don't want to admit that they support a lot of the things we're providing protections against, DeSantis said during a press conference in March, defending the bill from leftist critics. "For example, they support sexualizing kids in kindergarten," DeSantis explained. "They support injecting woke gender ideology into second-grade classrooms. They support enabling schools to transition students to a different gender without the knowledge of the parent, much less with the parent's consent."